Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Downtown.
Paul Goldman's ears must have been burning yesterday because we had a member of the Richmond City Council on the program who had a lot to say about the Coliseum proposal that Mayor LeVar Stoney has given to the City Council and about Paul Goldman's opposition to that proposal. Paul Goldman is the former chair of the Democrat Party of Virginia, founder of PutSchoolsFirst.org, and he joins us now to fill us in on where he stands on this. What anything has changed, Paul? Did the mayor convince you with his public presentation the other day or the documents that actually went to council on Monday?
Actually, you know, we really don't have all the documents yet, and no, it's the same old stuff. You know, there's a famous painting from the 1960s, and it's a painting of Beijing Harbor, and it's called Same Junk a Year Later. And that's how that's what we got.
So none of the numbers have fleshed out. I mean, you raised concerns when you got documents through a FOIA request, a Freedom of Information Act request, and you had to fight to get those documents. Did once you started going through the documents, did any of it make sense, or do you think that this is kind of a smokescreen plan that's just another example of Richmond dreaming big but not being fiscally responsible?
It's a plan where, you know, Stoney and Farrell's cronies do well, and the public is pays for the whole thing. Let's understand it. They say it's a free Coliseum. It's not free. It's 100% paid by the taxpayer. Not 99, not 98, 100%.
Through the diversion of taxes.
Well, whatever it is. So everybody's got an excuse. And let's understand, they started with a 10-block area, and they said, give us that 10 blocks, and we'll cover everything. That didn't work. Then they started adding, and then they got to 80 blocks. Now it's who knows what it is. It was a bait and switch from the beginning. They proposed a plan that the documents that they hid from me, and I know why, having read them, it showed that their original plan didn't work. They knew it didn't work. The city knew it didn't work. That's not, and they're not even debating that anymore. They say, oh, well, but now we have something else. Who knows what it'll be 2 months from now, 2 hours from now.
Now, there are folks out there who are trying to stomp your petition. You got over 14,000 Richmond voters to sign a petition so that the citizens of the city of Richmond could vote yay or nay on this proposal. And apparently that's riled up a lot of folks, school board members, city pastor, trying to get rid of it. And then Michael Jones, who's on the city council, was on our program yesterday. Do you mind if I play an audio excerpt of what Councilman Jones said and then get your reaction? Let's do that.
Sure.
Man, he pulled some wool over some folks' eyes.
Oh, really? How?
We're talking about meals tax can't be raised for 5 years, and it has to be voted on by referendum at a general election. That's in there. Whether, you know, 51% of the monies from a TIF has got to go through, got to go to schools. You know, that's in there.
So we pulled up the text of your referendum, and it isn't just a clean up or down, do you want this Coliseum with this proposal or not? It does seem to have some restrictions that I could understand members of council having concern about. What's your reaction to what the councilman said?
What wool did I pull over anybody?
Well, I don't know. I'm not saying it's pulling wool over. I'm just saying it has extra elements in it.
You wanted to react to what he said, right?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Go ahead.
It on October 17th last year. It's been a public document for a year. There's no wool pulled over his eyes. What, he didn't read it? He doesn't care? He's the most ineffective councilman, if that's all he can say. So what's his complaint? That the city of Richmond residents will get the same right as the county residents to determine whether your meals tax. He's against it. Why? What? Why do the people in the county get more rights than the people in Richmond? Is there something about the Richmond voters he doesn't like? He's complaining that 51% of this money has to go to education? He just complained about it because he said, there's no wool over anybody's eyes. You know, the mayor and his plan is the one with the wool over people's eyes. They say, under our plan, 50% of the surplus will go to education. What they don't say is first you have to pay off the entire debt of the Coliseum. And then if there's anything left, my plan is straightforward. You want to put an area and dedicate certain tax monies, which would otherwise go to neighborhoods, fixing up schools, other things. At least half of it has to go to the schools first. And that's his complaint, because under my plan, Farrell's Coliseum can't get built because they got to put up money they don't want. There's no wool over anybody's eyes. The only person that's a sheep here is Mr. Jones, who's being sheared by Stoney and Farrell and doesn't know it.
Well, what happens next with the petition? Since you did make the threshold of, what am I correct, it was 14,000?
15,000. All right, here's what's going on now. The registrar is counting to see whether my signatures are good.
Okay.
I don't know what else to say. It. Okay, that's required. And then there'll be a hearing on August. She has to finish up by no later than August 13th, so we're almost there. She can announce it any day, really. On August the 15th, there'll be a hearing to further discuss. If, in fact, I have the signatures, which I'm quite confident I do, then there'll be a decision to call a special election. If the registrar has a different thing, then the hearing will be over. Okay, well, I'm going to challenge whatever she may find. And I know the law. I know what I've done. What I see is that lawsuit. Mm-hmm. First from a member of city school board who, as I point out in the paper, how come she hasn't fixed up the bathrooms? They promised to fix up the bathrooms a year ago. They haven't even come close to doing that. I've been fighting to improve the facilities for how long with Tim Kaine, General Assembly. She's done zero to help. So instead of filing a bogus suit, as you will see, the suit is bogus. It's a Donald Trump type imitation politics. People have asked me whether it is. And I say, well, it is similar. You know, I don't know exactly. But yeah, if you want to take a look at it, it's a bogus suit.
Yeah.
Their claims would deny.
You keep us on speed dial as we get closer to that August 15th deadline. And if you get news, I know, please, Paul, call us immediately and I'll put you on the air. I want to make sure that you have an opportunity, because it seems like you're leading not just the people who are grousing and complaining about stuff, but a real effort to shine some light on this proposal. I mean, I'd love to see a new Coliseum, but you're right. The devil's in the details, and we need to parse that out in public. Paul, thanks for calling in this morning. Paul Goldman, former chair of the Democrat Party of Virginia and the founder of PutSchoolsFirst.org. If you don't follow Paul on Facebook, I mean, he might drive you crazy, but it sure is interesting to read what he has to say, because he does know where the bodies are buried around here, and he knows the ins and outs of things. Paul, thanks.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.